but I like the horns.
Precious is still in.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
The news came to Jesus.
Yeah.
Please come fast.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
Lazarus is sick, and without your help, he will not last.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mary and Martha.
Bless the Lord.
Watch their brother die.
Bless his sister Joanne.
They waited for Jesus. He did not come, and they wonder why.
Yeah.
The death watch was over.
Bless the Lord.
Buried 4 days.
Bless the Lord.
Yes.
Somebody said he'll soon be here. The Lord's on his way.
Bless you, Jesus.
Martha ran to him.
Think about it.
And then she cried.
Yeah.
Woo. Lord, if you had been here, you could have healed him and still be alive. But the days late, and all hope is gone. Lord, I don't understand.
That's right.
Why you waited so long.
Amen.
But his way is God's.
Yeah. Amen, sister.
Not yours or mine.
That's right.
Right.
Listen.
He's 4 days late.
Woo!
He's still on time.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, Martha,
bless the Lord.
Show me the grave. But she said, Lord, you don't understand. He's been dead 4 days.
Bless the Lord.
The gravestone was rolled back. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Lazarus, come forth. There's somebody said he's alive.
Yeah.
He's alive.
Woo. Amen.
You made me fighting.
Bless her, Father.
A battle of fear. You cry to the Lord, I need you now.
Bless your God.
But he's not
here. Bless you, Joanne.
Friend, don't be discouraged.
Yeah.
Cause he's still the same.
Hey, amen.
He'll soon be here. He'll roll back the stone.
Woo!
How
call Lazarus by his own name. Keep the whole cemetery from getting up.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Bless him, Lord.
You got a good idea back here, Joanne.
Yeah.
Patrick, you need words?
Good job.
Not really.
What was the name of it? And who by?
Josh Turner.
Okay.
Patrick, you want to hold the mic? You can take it out.
Yeah.
There you go.
Listen.
He's tall.
comes down if I don't call him.
No, if we wait upon the Lord, he will always come through.
Sure will, amen. Sister Joanna.
It might not be the day you call him, but he's going to come through.
Yeah.
Because he's never late.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as eagles. They'll run not be weary, and they'll walk not faint. I believe that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you see my head now?
Move up over Jerry.
Sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. I looked over Jordan, what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. A band of angels are coming after me.
That's right.
Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Sometimes up and sometimes down.
That's right.
And sometimes I feel alone. But I know my soul is heavenly bound. And Jesus gonna carry me home.
Amen.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me. Just make yourself at home. Then I know my soul will come in too, and tell him that it won't be long.
Amen.
Amen. Sweet chariot, come for to carry me home. Swing low. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Yeah.
Coming for to carry me home. Coming for to carry me home.
Patrick's been holding out on us.
Yeah. Amen.
Anyone else?
Get right to the point. Culture is great, but you shouldn't spend another dollar.
Anyone else?
All right.
You inspire
me, Lou.
Yeah. Bless them, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Let them out there, sister.
Amen. Quiet back
there. Yeah.
I don't lead it.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah. job.
What you
mean? Good job. Hallelujah. Yeah, we got enough cords in here to get him.
I'll break my neck.
Yeah.
I'll catch you, honey.
Okay.
Joey and Roy, precious memories. Wait just a minute. I think that's a good
time. Bless him, Lord.
I thought we were done. I've been practicing
on this one, too. This here is another beautiful song that when I've just learned to sing this with them, it's a precious memory.
Hey, ma'am. Bless her, Lord.
I'm glad to see Sue and Danny back.
Yeah.
A lot of prayers have went out.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Joey and Roy. Precious memories by Joey and Roy.
That's some of that knowledge I'm talking about is going to be increased right there.
Yeah.
Came a pound or two.
Just two?
Maybe three.
Thank you.
Oh!
That happens to me all the time.
I'd just like to stand and say I love the Lord this morning. I thank Him for the prayers that He's answered.
Amen, baby.
Amen. And Sue come in.
Yeah!
And, you know, we prayed hard for them too because they had that COVID, I guess, or I don't know, whatever they had. It didn't concern me too much, but, you know, Denny's pretty close to my age, so, you know, it's dangerous when you get that sickness at that age. It's really dangerous. So we really prayed hard for them too. And I know they love this church. My goodness, they used to drive all the way up from Tennessee. And if anybody knows how far they live from here, Brother Kenny and Donnie does.
Yeah.
They went down there.
I'm telling you.
And they used to drive it here like every other Sunday. I mean, they just, you know, they were faithful. I know I made a statement one time. Brother Mark was here. I said, them two is more faithful than some of them live right here close to me.
Amen.
You know, it happens. I understand it happens, but... I want to thank God for them. I want to thank God that He saved me one day. He confessed. I'm going pretty soon to see my wife.
Bless you, brother.
And I'm thankful for that. I never forget to tell him in the morning, well, you give me another day or
blessing
of eternity.
Brother. Amen.
I'm ready if you want to take me home.
Amen, brother.
That'd be good if he did. And but I thank Him for this little church, and I thank God for what He's doing in this little church.
Amen.
We have worked so hard here, and these women in here, boy, they're fantastic. I'm telling you right now, I don't know what we'd do without a woman.
Amen.
God seems fit to make
a woman. I agree with you. We wouldn't get much done, I tell you that, brother.
Yeah.
Amen. They're on it now.
Take my hand, lead me on, help me stand.
Yeah.
I am tired, I am weak, I am strong. Through the storms, through the night, lead me on to the light, and take my hand. Precious Lord, lead me home.
Amen.
When my way grows near, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone,
amen.
Hear my cry, hear my call. Hold my hand, lest I fall, and take my hand. Precious Lord, lead me home.
Amen.
And that's where Rob
home one of these days.
That's right. Still, I ain't going to visit neither. I'm going home. Hallelujah.
When the shadows appear and the night draws near and the day is past and gone. At the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, and take my hand. Precious Lord, lead me home.
Yes.
Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on, help me stand, for I am tired, I am weak, I am worn.
Yes.
Through the storms, through the night,
yes.
Lead me on to the light, and take my hand, precious Lord. Lead me home.
Amen.
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 Amen. Good job, our Sister Sharon. Amen. One of these days we are going home. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for singing that song.
That was one of my daddy's favorite ones.
Yes, it was. Bless you, sister.
Amen.
It was precious. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
And I just want to say, if you're here today, and you don't feel different when you leave today.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. Good. Good, Sister Rita. I'm glad Jesus makes a difference. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man, I'll tell you what, this little church got talent. Mm-hmm. I don't mean no little bit of it neither. Amen. I didn't know Patrick could even sing. I'm like, Reed, I believe he's been holding out, amen.
Amen.
Jumped up there and sung like he'd been singing for years, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I can't sing a lick. I'll make an attempt at it sometime, but I shouldn't. Sometimes just can't help it, amen.
Amen.
But let me make this quick announcement. Not only we're thankful to see Denny and Sue back. And,
yes.
And I'm like, Brother Ed, we've been praying for them. Good to see them back. Amen.
Right.
But I wasn't expecting this many people to be here on a time change Sunday morning. You know how you think. You think, well, that's going to rock the boat. Won't be nobody here. I'm looking back there. Hallelujah. We got a good-sized crowd here today. I thank the Lord for that. Let me say that December the 12th, we're going to meet at Shoney's. Is it a Christmas dinner, Sister Carol?
Yes, yes it
we're
is.
We're going to meet at Shoney's for a Christmas dinner. I'm sure we'll get the details on that, like what time and all of that. That's one announcement I want to make. The other announcement I want to make is when we get done today, don't run out of here. Well, me and Patrick don't need to run out of here. We need to move all this stuff from in here to the back. We're going to lay some new carpet in here.
Amen.
Monday, amen.
Tuesday.
Well, all right. That still works. We'll get it out here and they'll be ready when they get here. But we want to get it back to the back. And then when they get the front part done, well, me and Danny's going to meet over here Tuesday afternoon, move it up here where they can finish the back of it. If y'all haven't noticed, you look around, a lot of work being done. I like everything I've seen so far. And I'm telling you what, it's just, Brother Ed said something about putting a steeple on the end of the church out there. I like the sound of that. You know, this little church, I'm proud of it. I'm proud to be your pastor.
Amen.
Amen.
What a blessing.
Amen.
What a blessing it is just to see God work. You know,
amen.
I think a lot of churches, they just don't let the Lord do nothing. They dictate everything that gets done. I just try to stay out of the way. I tell you what, I'm like, Brother Ed, I just get blessed just watching y'all. Just, you know, it's just a blessing to see this little church
Amen.
Get bigger. Every time we meet, it seems like it just keeps getting a little bigger. I don't know how big it's going to get, but I'll tell you right now, it ain't staying little. Amen?
Amen.
And some churches, you know, they get stale, but I believe this little church is getting stirred, and I praise God for it. Amen.
Amen.
But don't forget, we're going to move everything out, and don't forget about December the 12th. Going to meet at Shoney's. Hallelujah. Have a meal. I don't know about y'all, but I put on a pound or two, holiday pounds, I guess. But I go like a freight train. I don't know how it's got time to hang on.
And Brother Wade, the December the 18th, we will be doing the boxes at 11 o'clock.
Thank you.
At 11 o'clock.
We're going to box up some canned goods and some food, try to take it to some people in need. And I meant to mention that, and I thank her for reminding me. Get, if you got any canned goods, anything, I don't know what all would be appropriate, but canned goods would be perfect because they're sealed and preserved. But we want to put some food box together to take to some people. Everybody don't have it made. Not saying that I do. When I look around, I have to admit I'm blessed concerning these people I see walking on the highway, riding bicycles, and I'm not sure they even know where they're going. They're just going, and that's all they know to do is just go, hope something gets better. But we're going to try to get some food boxes together, take some people, so remember that. That's December the 18th, is that right?
18th, we will do 5 boxes.
Amen.
We've got 3 families already.
Amen. So
if anybody's got 2 more families that they know of, but we've already got one of them families is at Northbourne School.
Yeah.
Tammy's checked on it, and there's about 10 in the family. Wow. 10 in that family.
All right. So. The Bible talks about, having an opportunity to do good, we need to do it. That's why I think that's a good thing right there. Take something, maybe brighten somebody's Christmas up, maybe brighten somebody's situation up, try to encourage people. I'm 100% for that. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we're going to take our text today out of 2 Timothy chapter 4. We've read from this text quite a bit. And I have to admit, my heart really got settled in on this text for today. And I say that with charity because I'm just a messenger boy. Y'all have heard me say that a million times, but I mean it. I hope you understand. I just deliver God's message. That's all I do. And Paul said, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. Amen. And we want to be forward in whatever God puts in our heart to deliver. Peter said, let every man minister as the Lord gives ability. If God don't give no ability, well, I'll tell you right now, we've met for naught. Amen. But 2 Timothy chapter 4, we're going to read them first 8 verses. And verse 7 will be our text verse. Paul talking to a young preacher here, Timothy. And he says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all of them also that love his appearing. And we'll stop our reading right there. And verse number 7, our text verse, Paul said, I have kept the faith. I'm preaching today on keeping the faith. Pray with me. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this many, Lord, to show up,
yes,
Lord, to the house of God today. Lord, we just love you. Lord, we want to be a blessing. We want to offer up, Lord, praise and glory. We want to offer up, Lord, fruit. We want to offer up, Lord, just the things, Lord, that we can, Lord, that might be acceptable unto thee. And Father, one thing we want to offer up is faithfulness. And I pray you'll help us, Lord, to have a heart toward being faithful, Lord, in the things of God. To give, Lord, most earnest heed, Lord, to things of God. Help us, Lord, even today, even in this message, Lord, that our thoughts and heart might be turned towards you. Lord, we'll give you praise and glory In Jesus' name we'll ask it. Amen.
Amen.
There's a lot going on, even in the dead hour we're living in. A lot of this stuff going on, you may not even realize it, but it's chipping away at your faith a little bit.
Yeah.
I see these signs everywhere in town, faith over fear. It's one thing to put a sign up out there, faith over fear, but it's another thing to have faith over fear. The Lord doesn't want us to be worried about nothing.
No.
He said, let not your heart be troubled in John chapter 14, verse 1. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me.
Yeah.
He said, in my Father's house, and I am going home one of these days, Brother Denny.
That's right.
It ain't going to be a little cabin either. It's going to be a mansion. I've never lived in one. I've noticed most of them got them for sale. Evidently, the mansion don't really satisfy. They've got $18, $20 million mansion, Brother Eric, and they got it empty for sale, and it's growing up with weeds and everything else.
Right.
But this mansion's a little different than that mansion, Brother Mitchell. When I get this mansion, it's going to be where I want to spend the rest of eternity, and I will have eternity to spend there.
That's right.
But the Lord doesn't want us down here troubled about nothing, doesn't want us down here fearful about nothing.
Nope.
He wants us down here really, to be honest with you, realizing that we're more than conquerors through Him.
That's right. Yes.
He wants us to realize down here that He's our shield. He's our safety. They're talking about a safe place. I'm glad I've got a safe place. I'm glad I've got a refuge. I'm glad I've got one that I can run to, Brother Heads, when it gets too big for me, that I can call up on Him and He's right there. One that, I tell you what, I can put confidence in. One that I can trust. One that the Bible talks about, faithful is He that calleth. And He wants us to be faithful. The Bible says it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But, you know, not only does He want me to be faithful, but He's faithful. His name's God.
Right.
He's a faithful witness.
Amen.
Everything about Him is faithfulness. Amen. Great is thy faithfulness. And you know what? He wants us to exercise that same kind of faith. Amen.
Amen.
You know, He said, Tammy, if we're just faithful in a few things, He'd make us master over much.
Amen.
You know, we don't have to be faithful in everything. He said, if He could just be faithful in a few things, amen, He'd make you master over much.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
But you're not going to get too far in this world without faith. And, you know, Psalms 119, verse 11, David, the psalmist, said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee.
Yeah.
Now, Paul, he said, I have kept the faith.
Right.
Sybil, when I've got something I want to keep, I put it somewhere where it's safe.
Right.
I lock my guns up in the gun cabinet, and I hide my little bit of silver, my little bit of gold, and lock it up in this other little metal cabinet. But you know, I've hit stuff so much I can't find it now. Sometimes I find stuff I didn't know I had. Amen. But you know, a safe place for faith is right here in your heart.
Amen. Amen.
I can't think of a safer place, Phyllis, to put faith.
That's right.
David said, thy word have I hid in my heart
right.
that I might not sin against thee. And, you know, faith comes from the word of God. Romans 10, 17. Now, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, we need faith because I'll tell you right now, your faith is going to be tried whether you got any or not.
Amen.
But the more faith you got, the more you can stand when you are tried.
Yeah,
and the Bible tells us not to be weak in faith, but to be strong in faith.
Amen.
But Paul said something phenomenal, Brother Ed. He said, I kept the faith.
That's right.
Oh my. And like I said, you're not going to get too far without faith.
Right.
And this message is going to be pretty clear. You'll see what I mean. But your faith is being tried more today than it ever has been.
Right.
They've got so many means now to try your faith.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got the internet, you got TV, you got, you know, it just seems like, you know, the climate of the world has changed. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants you talking about Jesus, Brother James. They don't want to see you praying. And Donnie was telling me about a friend of ours, Brother Billy Gore. He said him and his wife went down there to eat down Boner Inn yesterday. They went up there to pay for the meal. Knowing Billy like an old Billy, he prays about everything. Then he bowed his head, gave thanks for that food for the idiot. They got a bird to pay for it, and they said somebody done pay for it.
Well, amen.
But you know what?
Amen.
James said, I'll show you my faith by my works. There's an application there. When somebody sees you reading your Bible, they perceive that you've got faith. They see you praying. They perceive you got faith. They see you going to the house of God. They perceive you got faith. They see you packing a Bible around. They got stickers on the back of your car like mine. I was driving home yesterday, Brother Harry, of course, on the back of my car out there, it says get right or get left. Eternity's a long time spent in the wrong place. And some of them, you know, like I seen this car had a bunch of kids in the back, and the father was trying to explain to them what that meant, because I could tell by the gestures, you know, he was saying, you know, and others, it ain't quite so pleasant just to see some of them. I'm just kind of glad, you know, that there's a win between me and them. I didn't really want to hear what they're saying, but I could tell them. I'm sitting there thinking, man, I'm glad, praise God, I'm in front of them. And my car outrun there as we come down to it, amen, hallelujah. But your faith's going to be tried. You can count on that.
Right.
The disciples said to Jesus, Brother Mitchell, they said, increase our faith in Luke chapter 17, verse 5. And you know, there's no shortcuts. It's not like you can take a pill, you know, pull up to the filling station, fill it up. It's not like that.
No.
Faith has to be cultivated.
Yeah.
It has to be cared for, not neglected. But you can't take a pill. They've got a pill now for everything, but they don't have one for faith.
Right.
But you gotta cater and cultivate faith so that it'll grow. Yeah. I mean, it can't be neglected. It can't be, some faith can't be denied, and other faith,
amen,
don't rock the boat too hard, because I'll tell you what, they'll bail out, amen?
Yeah.
But no shells that you can go in and fill your shopping cart full of faith, and there never really has been anything like that. But the Lord went on to say, when he returns, shall he find faith on the earth? And I'm pretty sure he's pretty close to coming back. I can't imagine it getting too much worse. What we're seeing already in Luke chapter 18, verse number 8. But the Bible tells us this. Hold fast the profession of your faith. Or it says of our faith. Without wavering. Now what that means is, our faith, it could be your faith, my faith. Your, or our, is yours and mine. Hold fast the profession of your faith without wavering means be dogmatic,
yeah,
about what you believe. Don't let nobody talk you out of it. Don't let nobody bend you. Don't let nobody buy you. Don't let nobody deceive you.
Right.
Stand, having done all, stand there with, stand in faith, and God will stand with you. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody said, we don't see no big works of God no more. I'll tell you what, there ain't no big faith no more.
That's right.
Amen. When they walked in faith, lived by faith, I'll tell you what, God done a bunch of miracles. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, but he had something to work with. He couldn't do no mighty works in Nazareth because they didn't really put a lot of honor on him. They says, this not Joseph's son. He's not his brothers and sisters with us. And the Bible said he couldn't do no mighty works there. Amen.
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 Hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. Let me give you an example. Me and Brother Donnie, we went to Cave City yesterday to pick up a wooden wagon. One of them's got the wooden spoke wheels. And this wagon was incredible shape, to be honest with you, be as old as it is. I mean, it was really, really, really old. We rolled it up on my trailer, and Don had already paid this guy for this wagon. And it just fit. I'm talking about there wasn't a half inch on each side, but it did fit. And we tied it all down. I mean, we took all care of preparation to get this wagon from Cave City to Donnie's house. And when we got to Donnie's house, the tailgate was missing, Brother James. I didn't see it fly off. And I just noticed, I said, hey, this tailgate's missing. Donnie said, you go home, I'm going to get the Jeep, go look for it. And he did find it. But you know why he found it? He's looking for it.
Yeah.
He cared enough about that tailgate that he went looking for it.
Yeah.
And he did find it, and he brought it, put it back on the wagon. That's kind of what we need to do with our faith.
Right.
We need to put forth the same kind of effort to have the kind of faith that pleases God. Amen. I got three types of faith that I'm going to mention here in a minute. But if you want something bad enough, you'll start looking for it, and he did.
Yeah.
And he did find it, amen.
And you asked him for it.
Yeah, he prayed about it and asked God for help, and the Lord helped him find it.
Amen.
There's pleasing faith in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. You're just not going to please God without faith. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Right.
Faith pleases God, Carol.
Right. Amen.
He looks for faith.
Amen.
When he sees faith,
right,
I tell you right now, that pleases God.
Yes,
when
does.
He sees a lack of faith, it doesn't please the Lord. He's displeased that we have so little faith. But I'll tell you this, God will work with you on your faith.
Yeah.
But there's pleasing faith. There's precious faith in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Talks about having like precious faith. You know that what that means is you got the same kind, and it's precious to know that the person you're communicating with got the same kind of faith that you do.
Yeah.
Listen to this right here, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 1. Simon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of our God and our Savior, righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. That like precious faith. You got pleasing faith, you got precious faith, and also it mentions in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7 about your faith being more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. That a precious faith, that pleasing faith. Then you've got parting faith, believe it or not. In Acts chapter 15, verse 39, you got Paul and Barnabas, and they're in a little bit of a dispute. It happens. I've seen several of them myself. It don't really happen much with me. I just stand on the Word of God and try to avoid a confrontation like that. But if it comes down to it, I'll get into it. But I'd rather not. But it mentions here in Acts chapter number 15, verse 39, that the contention was so sharp between Paul and Barnabas that they departed asunder one from the other. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus, and Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren to the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches. It's so easy to see contention. And if you've got good faith, good solid faith, it won't affect you. And I'm sure both of these men had good solid faith, but one reason they had such a contention was in, I believe it's Acts 13, verse 13, that John Mark had departed from them and went back to Jerusalem. He really wasn't a faithful worker. He wasn't a faithful witness. And he abandoned them and went back. And now here he is wanting to get back in. I appreciate Barnabas having compassion. But Paul, he didn't care too much for this. But Paul did change his mind later. But anyway, that contention was over John Mark that had not been faithful in the work.
Right.
Now, some have great faith. There's a centurion in Matthew chapter 8, verse 10. And he said a profound statement. I think it was his servant that was sick. And he sent that Jesus would come and heal him. And Jesus said, I'll come. And he said, I'm not worthy of you to come. He said, just speak the word only, my servant will be healed. And the Lord said, be it unto you. And he believed that.
Yeah.
He went about his way. And they come in and said, your servant's alive. He's doing well. And he asked him what time it was. And it was at the time that Jesus said, thy servant liveth. And you know, he's going to be healed. But you know, he said, just speak the word only. He said, you don't even have to come. He had enough faith to believe God, Sue.
Right.
And if he just said, your servant live, he'll live.
Right.
That's great faith.
Yeah.
Now that woman that had the, her daughter had a devil, and you know what? She was a Canaanitish woman, and you know what? She kind of made it uncomfortable for his disciples because she wouldn't let up. And they told her to be gone, and she wouldn't leave. And she came over and got the dog and Jesus. And Jesus said, I'm not sent but to the house of Israel.
Right.
And he said, it's not meant to give the children's meat to the dogs. And she said, yeah, Lord, but the dogs eat the crumbs that fall on my master's table. You ought to see my two dogs this morning when I was fixing my wife breakfast, amen. They sitting there waiting for a crumb or two, amen. I'm just no Gentile dog myself, Brother James. I like them crumbs, amen. Hey, when he sends them down, I'm just like them. I gobble them up too, amen. But, you know, she had great faith. She said, Lord, even the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from their master's table. And he said, Matthew 15:28, he said, woman, he said, great is your faith. And, you know, great faith is wonderful. We can't all have great faith, but we could, if we wanted it, we could exercise our faith and become great in faith. I think all of us kind of use faith like a secondary action, you know. We want to do it this way. How much is it? Instead of getting down and praying about it, say, Lord, amen. I need this thing or not, amen. Oh, Donnie, yeah. Donnie's right in the middle of buying a 79 Camaro, and I ain't ratting on him because I think it is a good deal myself. But, you know, you need to be careful about that. He tell himself he made a few ventures that wasn't that wonderful, but I agree with him on this 79 Camaro. I believe it's a good deal. Some have great faith. Some have little faith. Jesus rebuked his disciples. John chapter 8, verse 26. He says, how is it you have so little faith? And he rebuked his disciples in Mark chapter 4, verse 40. And he said, how is it you have no faith? Now listen, I don't want to be a no faith believer. I don't want to be a little faith believer. I want to be a great faith believer. But I can be any of the three, and so can you. Amen. Faith must be maintained because it won't bring forth any fruit. And Jesus brought that out real good in a parable in Matthew chapter 13. And I do want to read that because I think some of this may be going on even today. Amen. Matthew chapter 13. The Lord gave a parable there, starting in verse number 3. And he said, a parable. Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell on stony places where they had not much earth. And forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. When the sun was up, they were scorched and because they had no root, they withered away. Verse 7, some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. Other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. And he said, who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And he explained what he said, really, in Matthew chapter 13, verse number 18. He said, for us to hear, therefore, the parable of the sower. You hear the word of God, and you don't do anything with it, it pretty much dies. And you know what? If you don't put it in a good spot, it ain't got no root and it can't live long. But if you put faith where it needs to be in good ground and be a good steward over it, I'll tell you right now, you can have great faith. Amen. Faith. Paul mentioned about holding faith in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 19. And it's pretty good. I noticed this as I was looking at it. He says, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. Now he said you can hold faith. Let me spend a minute on this one right here. He said some concerning faith have made shipwreck.
Yeah.
They didn't hold it, Brother Ed.
That's right.
And you need to be careful where you let your anchor down.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
When it comes to faith, or you'll end up shipwrecked.
Right.
One thing an anchor does, or at least it does to me when I've been fishing, is it'll hold the boat.
That's
wind's blowing and the boat may move a little bit, but it'll stay right there pretty close.
Right.
If you don't put your anchor down in a good place, me and Brother Ed was talking about going in some churches where they didn't have no Bibles.
Yeah.
That ain't a good place to let your anchor down.
No, it's not.
Some places I've went into, I'm not kidding, I left with less faith than I had when I went in there, Sister Tammy.
Amen.
You know what they call them news reporters, news anchors?
Yeah.
Fake news, it'll rock your faith too. It's good to know the Word of God. It's good to know it in enough depth to know whether somebody's lying to you or not.
Right.
Right.
I mean, you know, truth's kind of got a ring to it. But concerning faith, Paul said, holding faith with some concerning faith that made shipwreck. They didn't hold it simple. They just let it drift.
Yeah.
They said, let me, whatever. You know, just didn't really pay a lot of attention, Sarah. Next thing you know, they drifted too far from the shore and trying to find their way back to where they were. Amen?
Right, amen.
Holding faith. Hold it dear. And you know, I think a lot of people have got shipwrecked faith today. Don't know how they got there, but they don't know. They know that they should have stayed where they were, if you know what I mean. But faith, be careful where you drop your anchor at. I'll just tell you right now, those news anchors, those fake news, they'll rock your boat. We have but one life to live, and the Bible said it's but a vapor in James chapter 4, verse 14. That just means you don't have eternal life here.
That's right.
You just got a short life. My wife calls me a procrastinator, and I am one. The one thing I don't put off is faith.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm on my 18th time of reading my Bible through. Right now I'm in the book of John. I'm enjoying every minute of it too. But every time I read that Bible through, Brother Eric, I get just a little bit more faith.
Amen.
Have you seen in commercials where they come up to somebody and say, how would you like to know your heart rate? And they put their fingers on these two little things and the smartphone starts beeping like that. I kind of wish they had something like that. Would you like to know how much faith you got? You put it on in its flat line. And say, start putting the pedals on, you know, try to jump start you there, you know. But, you know, you need to have some faith.
Yeah. Amen.
In the hour we're living in, when everything's looking kind of, you know, people's committing suicide like crazy.
Yes.
They're giving up. Mm-hmm. Young people are taking their lives. I hate to hear about it. I've had several mentioned to me, and I've prayed for the families. I know they're grieving. I know they get questions. Why? Listen, you need faith in the hour we're living in. I'm telling you right now. Don't let nobody rob you of your faith. I'll tell you right now, faith will get you over the hump. Faith will get you through the valley. Faith will get you where you need to be. Amen. But we just got one life to live, and it's but a vapor that appears for a little while. We've got one race to run, and that's a short one at that, but the Bible tells us to run it with patience, full of faith, and finish with faith. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, it says, run the race with patience. Mm-hmm. Donnie, he's long-legged. We've been area hunting. I mean, we out there area hunting, didn't he? And I'm looking, where is he? And I see a speck. I'm talking about you need a telescope. That's him. He's flying at the slinging mud. I'm over there just taking my time like a tortoise. Hey, Donnie! Got one. You find anything? Yeah. Right here. 15 yards from the truck. He's like 2 acres away. I'll say one thing about Donnie. He's down to be a healthy man. That man goes like a freight train. Oh, my. He goes, James. I mean, buddy, it's fun to go watch Donnie. He don't slow down nothing. I told him, I said, Donnie, slow down. He said, I can't. I can do anything but that. anyway, we just got one little short life.
Right.
We've got one little short race. Take your time. You might enjoy the race a little more.
Yeah.
I think we're getting too big a hurry sometimes. We got one goal to reach in this lifetime. When Paul said, I've kept the faith, Brother Ed, he'd reached his goal. That was his goal right there, was to keep the faith.
Right.
If you can somehow make it from the day you gave your heart to Jesus,
yes,
to the day that it's time to graduate this life, and you can say, I've kept the faith, you've done good.
Amen.
There's really no reason why we can't do that. But I want you to mind you, there's a devil down here. Peter made the boastful statement, I'll never deny you. And on that third time he cursed, he remembered the word of the Lord. And I'll just tell you, that's kind of the way it is. Just kind of keep a low profile. Build up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Stay faithful to the Word of God. Stay faithful to the work of God. Stay faithful to going to church, to doing things, I'm telling you, buddy, that'll cause your faith to grow. I'm telling you, we need to tend to our faith, not neglect it. Amen.
Amen.
We're either keeping the faith or we're losing faith in this fast-paced world that we're living in today. Don't say, not me, preacher. I listen to radio all the time about people that are very well respected, good reputation, and they just let one little slip. I had a guy send me a text yesterday. I probably shouldn't say this, so I ain't going to. But he sent the text to the wrong person. I wished I hadn't got it. And then he sat back and said it was some kind of TikTok thing. It wasn't his text. Now I'm looking at the number it come from. I'd just assume not got that text.
Amen.
I really would.
Bless you.
That's the way life is.
Yes, it is.
I wish that everybody done right. I wish we all did to do right.
Amen.
I wish we all was on straight and narrow. I wish we all, you know, would graduate with high honors. I know I'm going to graduate. And I know I was telling Brother Eddie he's going to present me without spot, without blemish, in his presence with exceeding joy. I'll tell you one thing, faith's got a whole lot to do with that.
Yes.
What do you mean by that, Brother Eddie? This man knows whether you're going to live a long life or a short life.
Yeah.
With him, his length of days. But you can read about a lot of stuff in the Bible. It talks about, you know, that some got taken out early that they wouldn't be condemned with the world.
Yeah.
And I've went to a lot of them funerals. People that I love, people that I went to church with, people I grew up with, everything else. I'll just tell you, take care of faith. Don't neglect faith. Keep your eye in the Word of God. Keep your body in church. You're either keeping faith or you're losing faith in this fast-paced world. Don't lose your faith. You know, Peter, that third denial, when that rooster crowed on him, he felt that, Brother Ed.
Yes, he did.
It's one thing to say not me, but it's another thing when it is you.
That's right.
I've had to learn something like that too, Brother Mitchell. The Lord deserves better than I can even give, but I'll tell you one thing. I want to give Him the best I got.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be a blessing. Next year, Brother Danny, I was 34 years old when I got saved. Next year, I'll be saved 34 years old, y'all.
Amen.
If the Lord tarries, y'all have it. This church will probably split in two just with me shouting and praising God that He allowed me to live longer for Him than I did for sin, self, and Satan down here in this present evil world. I'm looking forward to that day when I can say, Lord, I have balanced the books. Praise God, it's something I can give Him.
That's right.
And I'll tell you right now,
amen.
You can find yourself somewhere you don't want to be.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
You can find yourself somewhere you don't need to be.
That's right.
So hold dear your faith. That's one thing you can give God.
Yes.
Lord, I kept it. I kept it.
Yes, amen. Bless you.
Paul said, I kept it. You know, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good exit there. I kept the faith.
Mm-hmm.
I wish every funeral was like that, Brother Eric. If I could get up there and I say they kept the faith. Hallelujah. Yeah. Don't mind at all. I've had to do some of them funerals that wasn't in that context. It's rough. I'd a whole lot rather have better territory to work in. I'll do my best to comfort. I know the person in the casket I can't do anything for, one way or the other. I can, the people that's left behind, I can help them. I can comfort them, I can encourage them. And speaking of encouragement, Sister Bonnie called me this morning and she said, Brother Eddie, I'm not going to be able to be there today. She said, today's my mother's birthday. And she said, I'm going to spend the day with my mother. I said, I don't blame you. If my mother's still alive, amen. I would too. I did every Sunday, amen.
Right.
But she said that she wanted to thank everybody for praying for her mother. And she said she wanted everybody to know her mother. Said she loved everybody here. She was thankful for your prayers.
Amen.
You know, we need to help one another to keep our faith. That's what you need to do. You need to help one another. Pray one for another. Provoke one another. Man, I have to admit, Brother Patrick singing this morning encouraged me quite a bit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. One thing to sing that good, another thing to get up and get up here and do it. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Paul said, I've kept the faith. Father, I've delivered your message today. And Lord, if nobody but me needed it, Lord, I thank you for that message.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I pray you'll help us, Lord, to cater to our faith, not neglect it.
Yes.
Lord, I pray, God, Lord, we would attend to it, Lord. And I pray it would bring forth much fruit, Lord. And Lord, it'd be something, Lord, we could give to you, Lord, when we graduate this life, that we could hear the words, well done, thy faithful servant, thy good and faithful servant. Help us to be faithful. And Lord, help us be found following you. Help us be found working. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Ask these things. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yes. I'd like to ask everybody to stand, please. Get Brother Jerry, Sister Sharon, please. Verse of invitation on him. And if you need to come, I'm here. If you don't need to come, that's okay. But I want you to be blessed. I want you to grow in faith. I want you to be found faithful. We don't want to be a false witness, amen. I want to be a faithful witness. Hallelujah.